Tampa Bay's morning crew.
That's a perfect song right there. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Alan Jackson, Jimmy Buffett, 995 QIK. And why it is a perfect song is it's been announced, ladies and gentlemen.
Term roll.
Florida bars and breweries are allowed to reopen on Monday. Oddly enough, that is Kevin's ringtone. So that's pretty cool that we got to play that.
Party in Tampa.
Isn't that right, Kevin?
Maybe.
Okay. Or used to be, I swear.
It could have been at one time.
So they will be reopening at 50% capacity. The bars are allowed to seat patrons and have outdoor seating with social distancing. This is happening Monday, September 14th. It'll be very exciting to be able to go relax, have a cocktail, happy hour with the... With the fam, or what do you do with the fam? Happy hour with the fam,
friends.
Or friends, that type of thing. So
Co-workers,
it'll be a good thing. So, because yes. Lana's been very bored over the weekends. So now we're giving her something to do.
Well, it'll just be nice to sit at the bar again. Yeah. I like to sit at the bar.
I know. So that is going to be nice. Be social distancing, but it'll be a good time. Mm. All right, so it got me thinking. If 2020 was a drink would it be? Kevin, have you thought about this at all?
I don't have a good answer for that one.
Okay, well, think about it. We're going to come back to you.
Okay.
All right, Lana, what would it be?
Hand sanitizer on the rocks.
That's actually pretty good. I like that.
No, I would have never have thought that. I mean, yeah. That sounds horrible.
We were looking for an actual drink.
An actual
drink. But that's okay.
Drink.
It's all right. You can think about it.
Okay.
I think I would go with... Natty Ice, that cheap beer that you bought in college, that stuff is pretty much gasoline.
Still pretty good.
it's not good. So that would be mine, a cheap beer. All right, Kev, anything?
How about a screwdriver?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's been a rough year.
Yeah, it's
we
been
feel
a rough
like
year.
We've gotten that screwdriver.
And they just keep twisting it,
you
for
keep
sure.
Twisting.
Painkiller.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That actually has helped 2020. That's a good one. All right, so I want to know, what would you say? 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. In lieu of bars opening on Monday, if 2020 was a drink, what drink would it be? Well, we just talked about it. Bars are reopening on Monday at 50% capacity. And so we thought, well, we should ask this question. It's 995 QYK. If 2020 was a drink, what drink would it be? All right, we got Francie right now. Francie, if 2020 was a drink, what would it be?
Oh, God, awful. God, awful drink.
Well, what'd it be? What's your, what drink do you hate the most?
Maybe Kamikaze.
A Kamikaze. Well, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you, sir.
Right,
bye.
Got Jason on the phone. All right, Jason, if 2020 was a drink, what would it be?
A mudslide.
I like that, man. All right, brother. Appreciate you calling. Have a great day.
All right, you too.
All right, bye-bye. All right, Tanya. So bars are reopening on Monday. So the question is, if 2020 was a drink would it be?
Tequila.
Now, is that helping you get through the year, or is that something you don't like?
A little bit of both.
All right, Tanya. I appreciate that. Hey, you have a great day, okay?
Bye-bye.
All right, we got Al on the phone. Al, if 2020 was a drink would it be?
Mad Dog 2020.
Yeah. Mad Dog 2020. Now, I don't know Mad Dog.
What?
Yeah, what is this?
That's right, you're only like 35.
What is it?
It is a drink way back in the 70s that you can buy over in a store market.
It's in a bottle. It was like almost like...
Was it a beer? Was it a cocktail?
It was like $3. It's like a wine almost.
It was like a wine drink. A very strong wine.
Okay. Well,
MD 2020, baby.
MD 2020. Well, that's why I don't know it. All right, Al. Thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Okay, bye.
See ya. QYK, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, this is Nick, man. Hey. Headed to work, man. Hey, I call that drink the catastrophe, man.
And what's inside the catastrophe?
hand sanitizer.
Face mask and face
mask. Hand sanitizer stirred with a face mask.
Yeah.
All right, man. Thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Take care, man.
All right, buddy. Johnny's in Hudson right now. Good morning, Johnny. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
I'm great. So if 2020 was a drink, what drink would it be?
Mad Dog 2020.
That's the second person to say that. Now I know what it is.
JR's never had Mad Dog. He's never heard of it.
Yeah. What was in the 70s?
Oh, yeah. Well, we all used to get it. We'd go to the woods and have a good old time.
I appreciate you calling. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
All right. We got Faith. Good morning, Faith. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're great. So if 2020 was a drink, what drink would it be?
It would definitely be a mind eraser because everyone has lost their mind.
Mind eraser. That's good. I love that. I love that. Hey, Faith, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. QIK, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, this is Joe.
Hey, Joe, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys?
Good. If 2020 was a drink, what would it be?
Oh, man, I got to go with the Molotov cocktail.
The Molotov cocktail. Just screw it. There you go. I love
That's it.
Thanks for calling, man. Have a great day.
Yeah, you guys got it. Have a
all
good
right.
day.
Man, phones are blowing up right now. Let's take one more. QIK, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning, it's Heather.
Hey, Heather. If 2020 was a drink, what would it be?
It would be a nice, big, fat cup of orange juice with some toothpaste around the rim.
Orange juice and toothpaste. Did someone say you in the background, by the way?
That's my daughter.
High school. I love it. Hey, you have a great day. Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you, too. Bye.
Well, I think there's some good recommendations right
Excellent.
There.
Excellent.
I love it. So, MD 2020 on me after work, I guess.
Yep.
They still make it?
I think you can still buy it.
Might have to buy a case on Amazon or something like that. MD 2020.
Now I gotta get you some.
Ugh, sounds horrible. All right, Jason LD, My Kind of Party, perfect. 995 QYK, turn us up. Thanks for listening. Well, a humbling day today still. 19 years ago, 9/11 happened, 995 QIK. Where not only we lost some amazing first responders, but some people that were just going to work for the day.
Yep, traveling, just right. being in New York City and all over the country.
And today's First Responder Friday, where we like to highlight someone in our community who is a first responder, and there's no better day to do it than today. We got Jerry on the phone. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thanks, guys.
Well, we want to know who you are nominating today.
I'm nominating my nephew, James Michael Garrett.
Okay. And tell us about where he works and what he does.
Yeah, he's 25 years old, and he's a firefighter in Polk County, EMT, station number 26.
Cool.
Nice.
He is the hardest working kid. He worked really hard to pass that test, and he was a street teamer on QYK the whole time he was going to school.
Oh, wow. So he's got some ties to the station. I like that.
And he's a huge country fan. Huge, huge, huge. So big old truck and everything.
Well, tell us about your nephew as your nephew, not the firefighter. Tell us about what kind of guy he is.
He's the oldest of three siblings. He's my younger sister's oldest son. He is super funny. He's the physical clone of my father, which is crazy. Every time I look at him, I see my dad when he was young. And he's a very loyal, loving, supportive guy. I mean, his mother and father did a good job.
Well, obviously with a lot of influence from his Aunt Jerry.
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, that's well, where you get well-rounded from the aunts and uncles, right?
Well, I used to tease him when my sister was holding him, and when he was like two, and he would get all angry and like start pinching her and beating her up, and I would laugh so hard, and I would say, that's my sister, and he'd say, oh no, she's my Pipper.
I love that.
It was really cute, and he's just a beautiful part of the family. He's the oldest child of my niece, 13, who is a quadriplegic and handicapped, and he is the best, most loving big brother ever. So, good guy. I'm sure it influenced his career path.
We love that James is right here in our community. You said in Polk County and doing such great work and good things and helping to protect and serve all of the people here in our area. So thank you so much, Jerry, for nominating him today.
Thank you so much. And I'm so happy that you guys chose him.
Oh, absolutely. Our pleasure. Yeah. You have a great day, Jerry.
You too. Thanks, guys. Right, bye-bye.
Well, that's why we love doing it. We love recognizing those in our community that are first responders and also Military Monday. Now, you can nominate someone at 995QIK.com. And really, it's extra special today, being 9/11 and all. So just take a chance or take a moment today to, pray for those affected by 9/11 and those that we've lost and the families that are still dealing with that 19 years later. But
it's crazy
also,
it's been that long.
I know. But also, take a chance to maybe, you know, connect with someone today. Because what that tragedy did do is bring our country together. Mm-hmm. And we could really use that right now. So
exactly.
Time now for the second date update on 99.5 QYK.
We're going to try to kick the weekend off with some love. Let's try to do that right now.
Let's do it.
The 7:15 second date updates, 99.5 QYK. JR, Alana, Kevin here. And someone reached out to us via email, QYKsecondDateUpdate@gmail.com. It is Phil. Good morning, Phil. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
We're doing great, man. We want to hear about how it's going for you. This girl, Kristen, that you talked about in your email. Tell us about how you guys met and what you guys do.
Well, we met on Match.com, and we went on a couple dates. We went to Bonefish Grill, and she was just, like, a really cool common. She had, like, you know, a lot of life goals that I, you know, really admired about her. We had great conversation, and I just really had good chemistry with her. And then, like, you know, we went on the one date to Bonefish Grill, and we were talking for, you know, a while. And then, like, I just haven't been really getting anything in return. Like, I texted her a couple times, nothing. I even called her one time, she didn't answer. And it's been, like, a couple days, and she's just not even responding at all. Like, the only response I got was, like, a one-word answer. Like, I texted her, said, hey, hope you're having a great day. She just goes, you too.
Like, well, I mean, it's two words, so that's good.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
No emojis or anything?
No, nothing. Like, so I know she's been getting, like, my texts.
Right.
Been reading them, and I'm like, ooh, man, I don't know what's going on. Like, it's just so...
Well, what happened on the date? I mean, how was the conversation? Did you guys seem to... You thought you were hitting it off? Sparks flying?
Yeah, it was great. Like, everything was going perfect. And then she just, like... Like, we talked for probably, like, 2-3 hours. Like, there wasn't really even, like a dead air in the conversation at all. Like, everything was going great. That's why I'm just, like, so confused. I don't... Something I did wrong or something I said.
Yeah, you sound really bummed out about it, man. I feel bad for you, Phil.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I understand, man. All right, well, listen, let's see if we can, you know, turn this day around a little bit and get her on the phone. Can you hang on for us?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right, hang on. Well, Phil sounds very defeated this morning on the 7:15 second date update. JR, Alana, and Kevin here on 99.5 QYK. I just felt bad for him.
I know. He does sound kind of sad. He said he went out with Kristen. He said everything was great on the date. Good conversation. Good food.
Bonefish Grill. It's a good spot.
Nice. Yeah. And he thought that they were really gelling and vibing, but now he hasn't heard from her. Seems like it's a same old thing we hear.
What was the text back she sent? You too?
Yeah,
after the date? Not good.
Yeah.
Not good at all.
He said, hope you're having a great day. And all she replied was, you too.
Not good.
So that's kind of closing the conversation off. But we're going to try to get her on the phone right now and see what's going on with Kristen.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Kristen?
Yeah.
Hey, Kristen. This is JR, Lana, and Kevin, Tampa Bay's morning crew, over here at 99.5 QYK. How are you?
Oh, my God. This is so weird.
I hope so. I hope you don't think this is normal by any means.
No.
So, have you heard our show before by chance?
Yes. I totally know what this is about. I've heard you guys do this before.
So, you know that we're doing our 7:15 second date update right now.
I had a feeling. Never in a million years did I ever think I would be on the radio doing this.
Well, never say never, because you're on, and we want to see if it's okay that you're on. Is it okay if we talk to you a couple minutes about this date you went on?
I mean, you've got me on the phone, so...
Well, we'll just get right into it, then. We want to ask you about Phil. We heard you guys met on Match.com. We heard you guys went to Bonefish Grill. When we talked to Phil, man, he sounded really infatuated with you, talking about how you guys had so much in common. He just was very impressed by you and this first date, and was really interested in getting to know you more. And the guy just sounds really bummed out. I'm sad for him. Because I think he really, really likes you. So what's going on? Why are you kind of blowing him off here?
Phil's a cheapskate. That's pretty much it.
He's a cheapskate?
Yikes.
Yeah.
Did he make you pay or something?
No. Actually, I think it was worse. He paid with a gift card. Like, who
paid with a gift card?
Restaurant.
Like a Bonefish Grill gift card?
Yeah, and he picked the restaurant, and he was, like, really kind of insistent about it. Like, you know, I brought up some places that I like that have really, really amazing food, and he just kind of shot them all down. He's just really insistent on the bonefish, which, I mean, whatever. It's like a step up, I guess, from Red Lobster, but I mean...
Oh, jeez. We honestly, like bonefish.
So does my mom.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, no.
Let me ask you something, Lana. If a guy paid with a gift card on a first date, would that bother you?
First date?
Yes.
You know...
I'm trying to think about if I had the nerve to do that.
I would probably tell my friends and laugh about it.
There's no way I would have done it.
No?
There'd be no way.
That's why you're a successful marriage.
Oh, thanks.
And I'm single.
Oh, my.
All right, Kristen. Well, listen.
So you guys agree with me, right?
Well, I'm on the fence right now.
Kristen, I wouldn't have done it. If that's my two cents, there's no way I would have ever used a gift card on a first date.
What about the rest of the date? Let's skip the gift card part. I mean, was he a great guy? Could you see yourself going out with him if he didn't pay with a gift card? Instead, it was a credit card?
Well, no, probably not. I mean, his whole demeanor during the date was just like, he was like, scouring the menu, looking at the cheapest prices. I know he did the double take when I ordered the steak. I mean, like, I'm sorry, but it's a first date, mm-hmm. a courtship period. You know, you should want to impress a girl.
Well, maybe he's on a budget. That's not a bad thing, right?
Yeah, but he should have taken the cue, because when I was throwing out options for restaurants, you can totally tell what kind of taste I have, and I have good taste.
Wow. All right. Well, I just got to tell you that when we talked to Phil, I mean, more importantly than wherever you went and ate, this guy was really high on you and was very excited to see you again. We actually have him on the phone. I'm sure you know this is how it works. That's how we got your number. Phil?
Yeah.
Hey. I'm sorry I paid with a gift card. Like, I didn't know that was a big deal. I mean, I got it from a friend, and it was a $100 gift card, so I was like, why don't I just use this right now?
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know. I didn't mean to offend you or anything.
You and your buddies should go out, you know, and, I mean, that's something that, like, maybe you take your friends out to, or, I mean, even your parents, but, like, a girl on a first date that you're trying to impress, pay with a gift card, it's just not, you know, well, I mean, now you know.
I mean, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you or anything. I just didn't think it was a big deal.
It is. I mean, you know, like, if you're cutting corners on a first date, you know, what are you going to do down the line?
Oh, man.
I mean, it's really sad, because I can totally get her point, but how sad is it that this is going to ruin a date because he paid with a gift card? And who knows? He could have bought, like 5 gift cards and got one free for gifts or something like that. So who knows where it came from? But it's really sad that it's almost an embarrassing way to pay for a meal.
I don't think it's embarrassing. I don't think. I mean, listen, maybe he could have done it a little more sly so it didn't look like he was looking for a deal on a first date.
If he wanted to be, like, more subtle about it, then he could have used it to, like, get a bouquet of flowers, so I wouldn't have known. And, like, when he picked me up for the date, gave me the flowers.
Yeah. But I think it was a Bonefish Grill gift card was the problem.
Oh.
I don't know if they have flowers.
I don't know. He probably has a lot of them, so.
Okay, well, listen. Phil?
I mean, all over a gift card? Really?
Yeah, it is all over a gift card, and this is why I'm going to give Phil this advice. Phil, I'm going to advise you to kind of let this one go. Even though you felt like you hit it off, I just don't think you're going to hit it off with her down the line. So instead of asking her if she's willing to go on a second date, I think we should just kind of wash our hands of this one, man.
I can see that now.
I don't think this should have been a fatal mistake where it all got cut off, but if that's what she's feeling, that's what she's feeling. Don't take that personally. Maybe rethink your approach next time, but dude, I think you're a good dude. You sound like a nice guy, and I'm sorry we couldn't make this happen for you, but I'm wishing you luck in the future, okay?
All right, thank you.
You've been in a relationship for a while, you use gift cards all the time.
Absolutely. We're always looking for a deal. Coupons, the whole deal. All right, Kristen, I got to say thank you for coming on with us as well. You have a great day, okay? And thanks for listening.
No problem. You guys too.
All right. Well, she's a piece of work, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently we learned when not to use a gift card at a restaurant, Lana. It's 995 QIK. Kristen had a big problem with that. Phil used a gift card to pay for their meal at the Bonefish Grill, which we thought... Well, if he had the gift card, who cares how he paid for it?
Cares how he's paid for it. He paid for it, but it wasn't sitting well with Kristen. She didn't like being a gift card girl.
Well, I guess so. But the other thing was, she was like not focusing on the fact that he was a nice guy,
right?
And that he, you know, treated her. And she was like, well, I want this and I want that. And you should know because I made some other suggestions of other restaurants and I just feel like you're cutting corners. We were like, whoa. Can't believe it. Getting your response right now, 800-992-1099. Melissa is in Valrico right now. Melissa, what did you think about that 715 second date update?
Well, I kind of feel bad for him. I mean, he paid for the date. It shouldn't matter how he paid it.
Right.
You know, I feel she's acting a little snotty for the situation, but, you know, I would have just been thankful, you know, for someone taking me on a date and paying for my date. How they paid for it is not my problem.
Right.
So I just felt like she was putting him at a much higher standard than she should have, and not giving him a second chance, to me, just said something about her, too.
Yeah, a little ungrateful, for sure, I felt like.
Yeah.
All right, well, I appreciate you calling. You have a great day.
You as well.
All right, bye. Mike is in Palm Harbor right now. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, man. Tell us what you think about this.
All right, no. So the guy takes her out to dinner, which is nice. I mean, everyone's kind of short on money right now. Mm-hmm. So he pays with a gift card. So what? His buddies might have owed him something, money. But who is she to say, you know, oh, you can't pay for dinner for me with a gift card? And then she chooses a expensive steak on the first date. I mean, come on.
Exactly.
I think that was the point. He paid.
It may be
a little unconventional, maybe not as common to have a gift card on a first date, but not a deal breaker if the guy's a nice guy.
I just think she's the type of girl that, you know, just... won't accept that.
I know where you're going. All right, man. I appreciate you calling, Mike. Have a great day. Jen and Ruskin. Good morning, Jen. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. I can't wait to hear what you think about this.
Dude, Phil really dodged a bullet.
Yeah, I feel like that, too.
We're in the middle of a pandemic. I mean, who is she to say what his finances are at this moment in time? You just, you know, you're going out to meet people and get to know them, and what's in their wallet doesn't matter.
Right.
It doesn't matter. And if it does, then you got problems.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was like we keep saying. I mean, she kind of definitely showed her true colors right there and was totally focusing on the wrong things.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But she's entirely too materialistic. So. Right.
And that's the problem. She's just one of those types of girls.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate you calling, Jen. Have a great day.
A good one. And take it easy, guys.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah, it was shocking. If you missed it, you can hear it a little bit later. We're going to put it up on our QYK app and our Tampa Bay Morning Crew On Demand and also Facebook and our Instagram.
And you can comment there right on Facebook.
You can do that for sure. Yeah, Jen, nice to meet you. Or Kristen, excuse me. We just talked to Jen. Kristen, wow. That was amazing. If I see her... You know, come across me possibly dating someone named that, I will make sure it's not her. All right, we're going to play for Adventure Island tickets right now it's a little game we've invented. It's called Adventure or No Adventure. Call us right now if you want to play. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. We're taking caller 9.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
We are playing a little game called Adventure or No Adventure right now on 99.5 QIK for Adventure Island tickets. We got Jordan and Lutz right now. Jordan, good morning. How are you?
I'm really good. I'm drinking my coffee, driving.
Life is good. I'll tell you what. Well, let's see if we can get you to Adventure Island. What's going to happen is Lana is going to read three adventures, one for each of us. Only one of those adventures really happened. You got to guess which one did, all right?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Lana, what was the adventure that you supposedly went on?
I rode horseback down the Grand Canyon.
Was it bareback, or did you have a saddle?
There was a saddle.
Okay, I'm just trying to help you out on the details here. Okay. All right, what's the adventure that I supposedly went on?
I met the president. It was George W. Bush at the time of the United States at the White House on a tour in Washington, D.C.
All right.
And Kevin, his adventure is, I walked through the dark halls of the Bellevue Biltmore in Bel Air. When it was closed, they walked through the fifth floor before they tore the building down.
Wait. It was closed, though?
The hotel was closed.
The floor was closed.
So you're saying you snuck in?
The hotel is open. They had a floor that was completely closed off.
And they said it was haunted.
In. snuck in.
And it was haunted.
That's supposedly the case with that hotel.
Did you feel like it was haunted?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Out of those three adventures, which one do you think is true? Lana, mine, or Kevin's?
I'm going to go with Kevin because I've been to the Bellevue Biltmore and did the walkthrough.
Yes, yes, you have.
Kevin is right. Is that the worst thing you've ever done in your life, is sneak into a place you shouldn't have been?
That might be it.
Now, Kevin was telling me the story, and he was really scared. Were you scared as well?
No, I love ghosts. I love everything about Halloween. My house is already haunted. Or, sorry, not haunted. It's just with Halloween stuff.
Wait, you love ghosts? Is that what you said?
Oh, yeah. I love everything spooky.
I love it.
So let me ask you a question. When's the last time, since you said you like ghosts, when's the last time you had an encounter with a ghost?
Okay, so I recently adopted an all-black cat with my boyfriend, and I swear this little demon of a cat sees things in our house. And so I feel like our house might have something in it, but I could be wrong.
Wow, you and your boyfriend have interesting evenings, I'm sure, with this black cat. All right, well, listen.
I party at her place on Halloween.
I'll tell you what, man. We went off on a few tangents here, but we learned a lot. Here we go. You got Adventure Island tickets, so you're going to go. You're going to have a great time. Hopefully, you won't see a ghost. And congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Well, I'll tell you what. We turned, Kevin, the rebel.
No. Sometimes.
Who knew? Hopefully the statute of limitations is up on that.
Let's hope.
Criminal trespassing for crying out loud. It's 995 QYK. Luke Combs, loving on you. Turn us up.
Let's check in now with Tampa Bay's morning crew to find out what's happening in the world of country music with the Music Minute.
Well, Kelsea Ballerini releases her album, Ballerini, today. Now, this new record follows her album, Kelsea, which was released back in March. Now, this one, that one featured pop country songs meant to be performed at her tour dates, which were canceled, obviously, because of the pandemic. So you can now check out some of those songs Kelsea released on the album today. Don't forget, she's also going to perform at the ACM Awards coming up on Wednesday. Reba McEntire, she releases the 30th anniversary edition of her iconic album, Rumor Has It, today.
I think if it was the first time to be recorded and released, I think every one of them will hold up to today's society and what's going on. It's about life. That's another reason why this album was so successful, because these songs are relatable. People can say, wow, she's singing that song to me.
Can Reba just do a book on tape? I just enjoy listening to her voice. It's just so sweet.
It is.
I love that.
And Florida Georgia Line talking about a new album that is coming out. They released their song Long Live yesterday. So I guess it looks like we may get a new
album.
Just
rolls off the tongue.
Long Live.
Also, still pushing the boundaries, still kind of exploring, and sonically, it's a little bit of a throwback, I guess you could say, but we've been working hard and continuing to hone in on our sound and even dig deeper, get our hands dirty with our music, and get even more nitpicky on singing and every line, and just continuing to push forward.
All right, also in stores today, Riley Green releases a 5-song EP. It's called If It Wasn't for Trucks. I know there's a lot of Riley Green fans out there, so definitely check that out. All right, here we go again. The CMT Music Awards were postponed but not canceled. So now they will be airing October 21st across all the CMT-related channels. So for those of you keeping score at home, Kevin, What do we got? We've got the ACMs.
Yep, that's the, in like a week?
That's coming up next Wednesday. Yep. Now we've got the CMT Awards coming up, I just told you, October 21st.
Got it.
And then we've got the
CMAs in November, right?
There you go. So three country music award shows all within less than 60 days.
Wow. Which is the one Keith Urban's hosting? The one next
Wednesday.
Week?
Wednesday. Yeah. Okay. That's the one I want to watch.
It's a tough ticket to get, man. I've been looking for tickets, and it's just tough to get in there.
All right, if you're looking for a new video to check out, Luke Combs just released the official video to go along with his current chart-topping hit, Lovin' on You. He said, this was a fun one. It honestly felt like a lot when we filmed When It Rains, It Pours, but having the band there and, of course, my beautiful wife, Nicole, was really special. And mini versions of all of us was a huge plus and made it all more fun for this song. So you can check that out at 995QYK.com. And don't forget, he's going to release his new deluxe album, What You See Ain't Always What You Get, on October 23rd.
The girls are gushing over the little kid that plays Mini Luke as a child. It's pretty cool. It looks like him, too. It's good casting on that for sure.
And Miranda Lambert has found a way to help out her music industry friends impacted by COVID-19 while also assisting their pets. She said it really hit home when my backup singer and close friend at the shelter became extremely ill, and he didn't have a lot of funds because he was losing work. So she's like, I want to do my part and help out those people who need to help their pets as well. So her Mutt Nation is partnering with the Waggle Foundation to help provide funds for their veterinarian care. So you can read more about that at 995QIK.com.
If you were a country artist, you would be Miranda Lambert.
I would
because
be. Dogs.
Dogs,
if
all
I
animals.
Had all that kind of money, right. Yeah, I would be doing the exact same. I actually, when I got to hang out with Miranda a little bit in Nashville a couple years ago, I was
name
like,
drop. Go on.
Totally. And I was like, can you just take my number? And if you need somebody to work for you, be your PR person. I was literally like trying to get a job with her. I'm like, I want to quit my job in radio and go work with you and travel and take care of dogs.
Wow.
I've been trying to for a long time.
That's good
I'm
to know.
Like borderline stalking her.
All right. Maybe we need to put an application up on the for another co-host. Apparently,
interesting.
I want to
ditch us in a heartbeat. Listen, you can bring your dog to work if it'll help. We like having you around. My goodness.
Miranda needs me. I have to go.
I love that you creeped on her like that. Hey,
totally.
Here's my number.
I don't know.
Call
me if
you need me. How many times?
If you ever need somebody, I go, I'll do your job.
How many times did you called?
None.
Oh, man.
Not even a text.
All right, coming up, this is a hilarious story about a 911 call. Very lighthearted. I'll tell you about it in 6 minutes on 995 QYK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK. I'll tell you, you know, usually you're calling a 911 in distress, and it's not a lighthearted situation.
No.
You know what I'm saying? This woman didn't really know who to call. She was panicked because there was something running around in her home. This has happened in Tampa, and she frantically called 911. Here's what it sounded like.
I have a raccoon in my house. Right now I have it shut up in my bedroom. I'm needing to get somebody to come over and get it out of my house.
You know, right now, I wouldn't know what to do either.
She laughed at the end. Somebody come get it out of my house.
She tried calling a trapper, and he was going to charge her more than $300.
Ooh.
And she's got this raccoon running around her house.
I'll tell you what. These two police officers, so there's body cam footage, okay? And we have it on our Facebook page. The body cam footage is not only highlighting the police as, like, they can't believe they're there. They do a fantastic job. I feel bad for these guys as they're trying to be humane to this raccoon, get it out of her house. But at the same time, this thing is hissing. You can hear it.
Oh, it is.
And it's like trying to snap at him, too.
And they're like, just go outside. They just keep saying that to the raccoon. Go outside.
And there's so much stuff in this house that the raccoon's got so many places to hide.
Yeah, and it was funny because she goes, the woman who called 911 goes, it's hilarious. Oh, my gosh, my house. It's a mess. You can hear on the body cam footage. Now, that is up on our Facebook page right now. Okay,
it is something worth checking out.
It is definitely worth it. It's a great laugh for today. So this woman who called here in Tampa because she had a raccoon in her house. Yeah, she had a lot of stuff. The raccoon had a lot of places to hide. That's for sure. Have you ever had an animal in your house, Lana?
My brother had a snake when we were younger, and the snake got out of the cage. And
it was a pet and then got out.
It was a pet. Yes, it wasn't like a wild one, but I think my mom stuck the vacuum cleaner down the vent because in Minnesota you had the vent on the floor.
Oh, that's right.
And she stuck the vacuum cleaner down there trying to get it out, but I don't think it ever came out. So,
do we know where the snake is today?
Probably inside a wall. I don't know. Bones.
Well, Kev, have you ever had an animal in your home?
I have not, but my mom had sort of a similar situation to Lana. A snake got in on her roof and went down the vent for the dryer.
Oh, no.
And it started smelling in the dryer, and she didn't know. So she had someone come out, and there was a dead snake in the dryer vent in the back. It somehow snaked its way down.
I get it. Snaked its way down.
That's right.
There you go. Nice.
That's right.
This happened in California not too long ago. My buddy called me and said, hey, there's a huge, and he showed me the picture, a huge rattlesnake. In his kitchen.
What?
And they had a little baby and all that because it was new construction out where they were and whatever. Yeah. So there was a lot of that. And, you know, if you guys are big time rattlesnake lovers, you're not going to like this story. But he was so didn't know what to do and freaking out. He shot it with a shotgun in his kitchen.
Oh,
so
what?
To say the least, that he had to do some tile work.
Yeah,
and cleaning.
Yeah, he was just freaked out. He blew his head off.
I mean, what do you do?
I mean, people are going to say you call a snake trapper. You do that, but he panicked. Let's just put it that way. Shotgun for crying out loud. A little overkill. All right, so here's what I want to know. Have you ever had an animal, a wild animal, in your home, and what did you do? 800-992-1099. We're talking about this frantic 911 call that a woman made here in Tampa. Here's what it sounded like.
I have a raccoon in my house. Right now I have it shut up in my bedroom. I'm needing to get somebody to come over and get it out of my house.
So the cops did come over. They did a great job, by the way. You can check out the body cam footage. It is worth watching. It's super funny. It's on our 995QYK Facebook page. But it got us thinking, have you ever had a wild animal in your house, and what did you do? We got Katie in Clearwater right now. Katie, what was your story?
My mom had a squirrel come into her room. she was sleeping, and she heard like this scratching noise on her bedding. And then next thing she knows is she felt this scratching in her hair, and it was a squirrel. And she just screamed and jumped up out of the bed. And that poor thing took off running. We have no idea where it was, but we went outside the next morning and we found holes. We had like an old soffit and fascia, and there were holes in like each area, so they must have been like up in our attic or something.
Oh my gosh, wow. I can't believe it got in bed with her.
I know!
Are you than me, because I would have freaked out.
That is insane. Oh, I appreciate you calling, Katie. Have a great day. All right, Lori's in Seminole right now. Lori, what's your wild animal story?
Well, my wild animal story is I had a cat once that brought a squirrel into my house.
Okay.
That was still alive. And it ran frantically around my house and up my lamp shades and in my kitchen breaking coffee cups and everything else. And I frantically called my dad, who of course laughed at me and asked why I was calling him.
Right.
And it got stuck underneath one of our new kitchen appliances that was still in a box. And I eventually was able to get it out with a broom out onto the back porch. But
Frantic time, Lori, right?
It was a frantic time, and my dog was chasing. And so, of course, the first thing my dad said was, maybe you want to put the dog in another room.
Yeah.
So you got a squirrel, a cat, and a dog.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That is insane. All right, Lori, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too, guys.
Danny is in Palmetto right now. Good morning, Danny. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, we're great. I got to hear this wild animal story. We've had some good ones so far, so let's hear it.
So 3 years ago, I was the one that had the iguana crawl up through my toilet.
Oh, that's like everybody's worst nightmare, sitting down and then, no.
Yes.
Were you, without getting too graphic, were you using the restroom when this happened?
Actually, no. I was cleaning my house. While my husband was at work because his mother was coming into town.
Okay.
And I just happened to lift the toilet seat, and it literally looked like a little alligator because it was a spiny-tailed iguana. So I couldn't tell what it was at first, and I'm petrified of lizards. That is like my worst god-awful fear is lizards.
Especially ones coming out of the toilet.
What did you do?
I had to get my daughter to put a brick on top of the toilet because my husband wouldn't come home to help me. Because he was at work.
You made a little toilet aquarium for it?
I did. I shoved a towel underneath the door, kept it in there, and I actually called one of my girlfriends to come over and get it, and she thought it was one of the outside lizards,
right.
The little tiny ones. So she was really shocked when she opened up my toilet here. It was like a foot long.
So who did we find out if this is a pet from somebody else, or is this a random one? Did we ever get any info on this?
The guy that came and rescued it, he's an animal rescue from Parrish, and he said that it had been in there for a while because it was real skinny and sickly.
Oh.
And normally they're jumpers. He goes, I'm surprised it didn't jump on you, but it had been in the toilet like somebody had flushed it. So I'm sure one of my neighbors is like watching the news going, ha, 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 ha.
Oh, my gosh.
If a gigantic lizard jumped out of a toilet on me, I would be in an institution.
No, yeah, not only that.
I would lose it.
My house would be on the market. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
it's over.
I've used that toilet for like 2 years.
Yeah. Did you have your mother-in-law use it?
Nobody used it except my husband. My husband was the only one that would use the toilet.
That is insane. Well, Danny, you win when it comes to the stories. I appreciate you calling.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Now I feel like that lady with the raccoon got off easy.
I know.
I mean, an iguana in the toilet. My goodness.
I looked up the video. It was on Fox 13.
Right.
It's huge in the toilet. They show a video of it. It's crazy.
Lana's going to be in an institution. She's
that would. Happened.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. So that's all it takes to get you in there.
An iguana in the toilet.
I'm just kidding. All right, coming up, I feel good story. I want to talk about this two-year-old little boy who got a gift that related to him quite a bit. It's a really, really cool story. I'll tell you about it next. Cute story right here. It's our I Feel Good story, 995 QIK. Lennon, you're going to love this too. A two-year-old boy who was born with a cleft lip recently adopted a dog. Little Bentley, who is 2 years old in Jackson County, Michigan, adopted a little puppy with a cleft lip as well.
Stop right now.
So they are now very excited about that. His mom, Ashley, and dad, Brandon, said they found this dog and they adopted. And happened to see that it had a cleft lip like their son. And he immediately called his wife, the dad, and said, "We have to do this for Bentley." And
yeah.
So it's kind of, you know, you're a two-year-old boy. You're trying to figure out, you know, he's probably going to have to go through some surgeries and whatnot. But it is so cool to see him. And this picture is priceless.
Oh, it's priceless.
So just such a
so
cute kid.
He's so excited about the puppy dog. He's just smiling and makes the dog just makes him so happy. So yeah, definitely check out those pictures. And it's so cute.
Yeah, this little two-year-old has had two surgeries already. So very cool story. I'm just happy that this little dog, it's funny how these things work. And this little dog comes in to their life. The puppy's name is Lacey. Aww. So Lacey and Bentley. Very cool. Best friends right there. 995 QYK. That's your I Feel Good story. Here is Justin Moore. Why We Drink. Well, it's Friday and bars open on Monday.
Woo-hoo!
So those are good reasons, I guess. He's got some more for you in the song. It's 995 QYK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK. Time for Trending in Tampa Bay. We go to the one, the only 22-year veteran CMA ACM winner, Nobel Peace Prize winner as well, I heard recently.
Not happening.
USF graduate.
Yes.
Man, exciting stuff all the way around. His name is Kevin, and we get to work with him every single day. It's real honor, sir.
It's an honor working with you two fine folks.
All right. What's trending in Tampa Bay?
Well, today is the 19th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks on America. And at 8 Clearwater Fire and Rescue Department stations across the city, personnel will pull the fire department vehicles outside the stations at 9:50 this morning to remember the firefighters who died on 9/11. 9 minutes later, the same time the South Tower collapsed, a moment of silence will be observed. Palm Harbor, the 9/11 memorial ceremony will be presented online this year. The video will be shown at 10 a.m. this morning. You can watch it at curlewhills.com. It's spelled CURLEW hills.com. The Tampa Bay Lightning look to go up 3-0 in the Eastern Conference Finals tonight against the New York Islanders. The game is at 8 p.m., and you can watch it on the USA Network. Florida State and USF start their football seasons tomorrow. Ooh. The Noles play Georgia Tech at 3:30. You can find that game on ABC. And the Bulls play the Citadel at 7 o'clock, and that game is on ESPNU. The Tom Brady Tampa Bay Buccaneers era, it's here.
Can we just describe what he's wearing right now?
I know. He's got his Brady's.
He got his Brady jersey on, his Bucks hat. He is ready to go.
Hey, it's Football Friday. The Bucks play their first game against the Saints in New Orleans this Sunday, 4:25. You can watch that game on Fox.
I just picture Kevin on Sunday, you know, when the game starts. I mean, Kevin and a lot of people here in Tampa just got these big, huge smiles on their face.
Man.
When Tom Brady comes running out, takes the field in that uniform.
And Gronk. Oh, my gosh. It's going to be insane. I cannot wait.
It's going to be great. So, 4:25 Sunday. Be ready. Sit in front of the couch. Make sure nothing else is happening.
Okay, now that was what I was going to ask you.
Here's the problem.
What do you? Okay, go ahead. He has a very complicated weekend.
Uh-oh.
That's right. So the Lightning
Yeah.
Play game four. Regardless, game four is happening no matter what. That game's at 3 p.m. Sunday.
Right.
So have second TV ready. Bring out another television. Have a computer set up. Whatever you need to do. You're going to have the Lightning game on. You can watch the first hour and 25 minutes of it. Then you got the Bucks game. So you're going to have to do some double dipping there for a little bit. I'm just saying.
Let's go into your life and talk about what you got going on this weekend. Are you going to be able to fit both those games in?
Yes. Yes, I will.
Okay.
Yes.
Now,
Saturday is a little crazy.
Well, are you able to have guy time? Or yes. Is this a family affair that everybody enjoys watching the Bucks? Or because I know you are a laser focused fan mm-hmm. when it comes to the Lightning,
yep.
the Bucks, or the Rays,
yep.
or USF.
Yes.
Or any sport really known to man.
Probably.
But the point is, how are you going to be laser focused with a lot of things going on? That's what I want to know.
Yes.
Kids, wife.
Yeah, it's tough. They don't really get into it the way I do. Shocking, I know, but hopefully they'll watch a little bit with me. It is Tom Brady's first game, so let's hope.
But I'm saying, will they leave you alone? Will they let you do it in peace and quiet?
No.
And this is why they invented sports bars.
Yes.
Yeah. It'll be all right. We'll make it.
Hey, we're just glad it's back, right?
That's right. So finally, Governor Ron DeSantis announced yesterday that bars can reopen starting Monday. But only 50% capacity will be allowed at those bars. All indoor customers may be seated. And if there is appropriate social distancing, outdoor seating is allowed. So bars opening on Monday. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir. Have a great weekend. Go Bolts, go Bulls, and go Bucks.
There you go. I love it. Right there. Wow. 22-year veteran. Kevin, that's why no one does it better. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK, JR, Lana, and Kevin. Thanks for waking up with us every single day. Today is obviously a very humbling day to remember those and remember how precious life is, being 9/11 and 19 years ago. It still seems as real as ever, and that's why we always say we will never forget those who we lost on that day 19 years ago, this day 19 years ago. So you talk about it all the time. You remember exactly where you were, mm-hmm. how you heard the news, and it just didn't seem real when you were looking at it on TV. And we just think about the people that we lost, close to 3,000. So definitely thinking of those families today and thinking of how precious life is and being thankful. And the one thing that we were talking about today, Lana, is how it took that disaster basically to bring our country together. And probably maybe one of the tightest ways ever.
Right. We really rebounded and we were strong together.
So I think that's a great reminder, especially in these times right now, that it's bigger than politics,
right?
Personal views, race, and all that. All those are things are important, but loving each other and being together, it's a great reminder of how we rebounded mm-hmm. on that day 19 years ago. Hopefully that makes sense. I'm not trying to preach
no,
to anybody.
Very
I'm
well
just,
said.
I'm just, you know, you need to think about things like that. All right. Well, the Bucks are playing this weekend.
I know.
It's really happening. We had a football game last night. That actually happened.
It's a little warm up, a little taste right there. But we are ready for our team, the Bucks, this weekend. And again, the Lightning are playing as well. So
tonight,
Kevin,
that's tonight. Lightning play tonight and on Sunday afternoon.
So if you're wondering what Kevin will be doing tonight, he will be watching the Lightning.
I will be.
Yeah, yes. I think a lot of us will be. We're excited. Yes.
All right, let's do this. Let's do this real quick, just for fun. I just thought of this.
Oh no, here we go.
This could be anything.
All right, Bucks.
I'm getting here.
Saints score prediction.
Score?
I'm gonna write it down, Lana, right now.
I think it's gonna be like, I don't know, maybe like 32 Bucks and 27 Saints.
32-27. All right, Kev.
I'll go 35-31 Bucks.
35-31 Bucks. Okay. And I will go 21. I'll go 21-17
right.
Bucks.
A little low scoring action right there.
Well, you know, we're all picking
got some
the
good
Bucks.
Defenses. We got some good defense going on this year. All right. So that's, well, we better all pick the Bucks.
I know.
Come on. Can't be doing that. All right. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.